www.attableeg.com, the reviver of Iman.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البدو والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved in Islam, there is no measure in cake. There is no yardstick, there is no mathematical equation, there is no instrument that we can use which in any way will do even an iota of justice to contemplating, enumerating, counting the favors, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The vastness of Allah's creation, this is wara al wara, it's beyond human comprehension. Allah's greatness, akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, aaz min kulli aziz, aazam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more mighty than anything with might, more powerful than anything with power, more majestic than anything with majesty, more glorious than anything with glory. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ He is the Ilah of the heavens, He is the Ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to Allah. It is Allah's creation, Allah's makhluk. So vast is the creation of Allah. We look up, like the poet says, أُنْظُرُوا إِلَى الشَّمْسِ وَشُعَائِهَا وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَارْتِفَاعِهَا وإلى الأرض واتساعها وإلى البحر وأمواجها. He says, look up at the sun والشمس وضحاها هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا. How many places in the Quran Allah describes the sun, Allah draws our attention to the sun. One place Allah says, sirajan wahaja, shining lantern. A testimony, a shahkar, a living embodiment and invitation to conscientize us to the greatness of Allah. Surface temperature of the sun, 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Core of the sun, 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas are converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This conversion, call it a chemical reaction, causes energy to be given off, equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Flames 100,000 miles long. Entire economies in this world today are based on the ability of nations to meet the power requirements. We are constantly political debate about ESCOM and so on. What we fail to realize to a very large extent is that this world and its systems are in reality Allah's imtihan ground, Allah's examination ground. Allah is not in need of any of the systems of this world. Allah is not in need of any of the industries, any of the commerce, any of the science, any of the technology. All this is makhluq. All this is Allah's creation. And Quran's indelible decision, which we can never move away from. Quran's indelible decision with regards to makhluq. Look at the manner in which Allah calls out, La yamlikun. لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. مخلوق, created entity, cannot benefit of its own accord. It cannot harm of its own accord. It cannot live of its own accord. It cannot die of its own accord. It cannot be resurrected of its own accord. First later arshtak. From the earth to the arsh of Allah, every created entity in reality is dead. It is lifeless. It lacks the ability to even exist of its own accord. Samad. Samad. What is Samad? Normally we translate independent. We look in the books of Aqidah, Qaim Rizatihi. Existing of his own accord, one whose existence is not dependent on any entity. Samad is only Allah. La yasta'inu bi shay, Allah does not take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay, Allah is not in need of anything. La yanfa'uhu shay, nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay, nothing harms Allah. La yakhfa alayhi shay, nothing is concealed from Allah. خالق كل شيء, Allah is the creator of everything. عليم بكل شيء, Allah has knowledge of everything. لطيف بكل شيء, Allah exhibits His kindness towards everything. قبل كل شيء, Allah is before everything. بعد كل شيء, Allah is after everything. فوق كل شيء, Allah is above everything. يميت كل شيء, Allah will give death to everything. ليس كمثله شيء. And there is nothing that is like Allah. مخلوق, whatever shape or form it takes, however impressive, however large, or however small. From Adam alayhi salam to Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first sabak and the first lesson every Nabi of Allah came with. Primary sabak and lesson, Iman starts here, Hidayat starts here. Allah's ta'alluq, relationship with Allah starts here. The first sabak and lesson that has to be introduced in the heart of every human being was a primary message from Adam alayhi salam to Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that which Quran sounds out again and again, fa'lam annahu la ilaha illallah rabbul mashriq wal maghrib la ilaha illahu huwa allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu wa ilahukum ilahu wahid la ilaha illahu ar-rahmanur rahim فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ شَهِدَ اللَّهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. How many times in the Quran Allah repeats this message over and over and over and over again. Know and understand from whenever, however, whatever shape or form, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, everything is dead. Nothing lives, nothing stops living. Nothing moves, nothing stops moving. Nothing advances, nothing declines. Nothing rises up, nothing comes down. Without the qudrat, power, irada and will of one Allah. Qaim bizati is only Allah. Everything else, its existence is dependent on Allah. How vast are the creation of Allah, that sun. Whole economies, whole countries. The entire economy revolves around meeting their energy requirements. Little do we realize this is just Allah's testing ground. We think prices are going up because ESCOM is not performing. Or there is corruption in the government or whatever, the list goes on. Allah is not in need of these systems. Allah is one powerhouse, the sun, one. One small, to us it's very large, but it is an insignificant creation compared to the other creations of Allah. It is said in 1948 the burst of energy came out of the sun. A few seconds it lasted. Formed an arc and went back into the sun. At that time, scientists measured from this one burst how much energy did it contain. Lasted a few seconds. How much energy did it contain? They found there was sufficient energy to power the entire earth for the next 10 billion years. Without any electrical powerhouse and without any other systems in this world, wallah, Allah is not in need of anything. The vastness of Allah's creation, we look up the sun, the diameter. They said the diameter of the sun is 1,392,000 kilometers. The solar system, what they call it, Milky Way. The solar system, the sun, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors. This is one small part of just one galaxy. What is referred to as the Milky Way, which is a conjunction of 17 galaxies. They call it a super galaxy. In this one galaxy, the sun is one star, 1,392,000 kilometers, 120,000 times the size of the earth. In the same galaxy, there is another star, the diameter is 400 million kilometers. There is one star, the diameter is 1.4 billion kilometers. How many stars in just this one galaxy, what they call the Milky Way, they estimate there are 200 to 400 billion stars. And the space is so vast, if you travel at the speed of light, light travels at 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers a second. You can't even imagine that speed. 300,000 kilometers a second, an object traveling at that speed in 1 year will cover a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers. It is said this one galaxy, the Milky Way, is 150,000 light years. And they estimate there are 170 billion other galaxies. And all this, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا. All this is samaa dunya, underneath the first heaven. Why? Quran tells us, stars will be found underneath the first heaven. For whom has Allah created all this? هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. What is Quran telling us? Everything on this earth has been created for this insan. Allah doesn't need the stars, Allah doesn't need the sun, the moon, Allah doesn't need the fruit, the vegetation. All these Allah's ni'mats, all these Allah's bounties, so many bounties. Just stars, you're talking about stars, you look up on a clear night, how many stars you can count? 1981, there was a magazine published in America. The title, The Plain Truth. It was a publication that used to come out every month from a Christian organization. In the January 1981 edition, there was an article wherein a report of NASA was reproduced. In that report, it was mentioned about the vastness of space, that they said that what we can perceive of space is only 3%. 97%, there is total pitch black darkness, what they call the black hole. What is going on there, we have no idea. 3% where there is light, this is how much we can perceive. They say in this 3%, they estimate, true or untrue, Allah knows best, estimation this is. They estimate that there are so many stars, that if 1 second, 1 second is taken to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah says, if you have to enumerate, if you have to ponder, if you have to reflect, if you have to contemplate the ni'mat, the bounties, the favors of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never do justice to it. And then Quran complains, Allah complains that insan, you have turned out to be a very great oppressor and you have turned out to be very, very ungrateful. Ungrateful for the bounties of Allah, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would stand in salah at night, tahajjud salah. How many places in the Quran Allah describes the salah of the night of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلْ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نصفه او انقص منه قليلا او زد عليه ورتل القران ترتيلا وانتريس الله says ان ربك يعلم انك تقوم ادنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفه من الذين معك الله اكبر look at the man in which Allah is addressing his habib look at the man in which Allah is addressing his beloved ان ربك verily, Allah is addressing him, verily your Rabb, whose Rabb? The Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Rabbak, verily your Rabb knows that you are standing in salah at night. Inna Rabbaka ya'lam, how long? Sometimes two-thirds the night. Sometimes half the night. Half the night, two-thirds the night in tahajjud salah. On the musalla, standing in front of Allah. If it's winter months, if the night was 12 hours long, what is Quran telling us? Then more than 6 hours of the night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be on the musalla. And what he said, inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. He said, Allah has kept my lazzat, Allah has kept my ecstasy, Allah has kept my shahwat, my passion, in standing in salah at night before Allah. Asar is mentioned, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali mentions in his kitab, كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي The one who claims that he loves me, Allah says, the one who claims that he loves me and when night falls he says, his entire night is spent on the bed, away from the musalla, he is a liar in his claim that he loves me. Where are the nights of the ummah spent nowadays? Hours and hours in front of those instruments of zina. Instruments that have entered every home of the ummah, illa mashallah. Instruments that are destroying the very prestige and soul of iman of the ummah. Father, mother, children sitting together looking at zina taking place. Haya, shame, modesty. This has become an unknown entity, hidden away in some cave. How can there ever be adab? How can there ever be recognition of the maqam and status of what is a father, what is a mother? Imam Shafi, rahimullah, great muhaddith, great scholar. It's mentioned about him, he knew several hundred thousand ahadith by heart. Such a scholar. Thousands of students, yet he is kissing the feet of his mother. Mother gets embarrassed. My son, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop that. He says, I am not kissing your feet, I am kissing my Jannah. Why? What did my Nabi say? If you want to find Jannah, where will you find it? Inna al-Jannata tahta aqdami al-ummahat. He said, you will find Jannah underneath the feet of your mother. In an ummah where instruments of behayai and shamelessness have entered their homes, where father, mother and children are sitting together looking at zina taking place, how can there ever be respect for him? How can there ever be recognition of the status and position of a father? When children are brought up in that type of environment, how are they possibly going to accept the authority of their father over them? We cry when the problem occurs. Then you will go to the Jamaat and go to the Mulisam and say, do something about my children. They are not listening. Like one person says, I entered my teenage son's room and my son reacted, how did you enter my room without my permission? You've invaded my privacy. Where were the seeds planted originally? This is why ulama say, jis qoum ke andar behayai aam ho chuki. That nation where shamelessness has become armed. And the so-called sweet poison and ecstasy of shamelessness has clogged the blood vessels of that common nation. They say, unko marne ke liye atom bomb ki koi zarurat nahi, wo pehle hi se mare hue. You don't need an atom bomb to destroy them, they are already dead. The inside is dead, the inside is lifeless. What effect is there going to be in their dua? What effect is there going to be in their salah? What ta'aluk with Allah will there be? One great alim, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. My Nabi was full of grief, full of sorrow. He said, Ya Rasulullah, ab itne dukh, itne pareshani mein hai, kyun? Oh my beloved, why? What is troubling you like this? What was his response? He said, Mere ummat ke TV ke aerial mere jigar ko kaat rahe. He said, the aerials of the satellite dishes of my ummat are cutting open my liver. Oh my beloved daughter, Ya Fatimah binti Muhammad. Who was Fatima Sayyidah to Nisa Ahli al-Jannah, the queen of the women of Jannah. Oh Fatima, what is the most beloved thing to a woman? What is the most precious thing to a woman? What answer does she give? What answer does she give? He says, no strange man should ever look at her, nor should she look at a strange man. When he hears this answer, he's elated, overjoyed. Fatima binti Muhammad. Fatima is definitely the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-haya wal imanu qurana'u jami'a ila rufi ahaduma rufi al-akhar. My Nabi said, haya, shame and modesty and iman are two inseparable entities. If the one is not there, the other will never be there. If there is no haya and shame, if there is no modesty, there will never be iman. Allah protect us. We have become the architects of our own ruination. Every form of the ummah has been introduced with this instrument of zina. Our elders have shown us on simple tarqib. They are saying, introduce qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the home. Allahu Akbar, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says salawat. What did my Nabi say? Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. He said, send one salawat upon me, 10 rahmat minimum from Allah will descend upon me. Imam Abu Zura rahmatullah alayhi, great muhaddith, he passed away. Someone saw him making imamat of the malaika on the first level. So they were surprised. Allah elevated you to such a level, you are making imamat of the malaika in the first heaven. When they mentioned their astonishment, then how is it Allah elevated you like this? What was his response? He said, I recorded by hand 100,000 ahadith of Rasulullah. And before writing each hadith, I sent salawat and durood upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before I wrote each hadith. And then he mentions this hadith, when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who sends one salawat upon me, Allah sends 10 rahmats upon him. So 100,000 ahadith written like this, 1,000,000 rahmats and mercy from Allah. A person upon whom 1,000,000 rahmats and mercies from Allah descends, what is surprising about the fact that Allah has elevated him so that he's making imamat of the malaika and the begging us, beseeching us, bring qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your home. Bring this amal of ta'aleem. It seems a simple amal. It may appear outwardly to be simple, but we have no idea what type of effect Allah has kept, what nuraniyat Allah has kept in the words of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With pavandi, with regularity, bring this amal of ta'aleem alive in our home. And see how the darkness will be dispelled from that home. Where it is done with pavandi. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi would spend hours and hours in solitude at home with the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So someone asked him, don't you get lonely so many hours in solitude? Allahu Akbar. What answer did he give? He said, my hours in solitude are spent with what? With the words of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by his sahaba. How can I get lonely when I'm in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba? Such a link to our Nabi Allah has given us. Every word has been preserved, every ada has been preserved. Bring this in our home. Bring this in our home. Dispel those voices of shayateen from our home. I remember in 93 when our Jamaat was in Raiwi, we met one of our Kabiri. Told us an Ajeeb thing. He said, Huzoor ke fikr, Huzoor Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke fikr is dil ke andar ho. Aur raat ke kuch hissa musalla par na ho, ye namumkin hai. He said, the wali of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart, the wali of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummat in the heart, and some section of the night not on the musalla, he said these two things are impossible. Agar raat ki kuch hissa musalla ko nahi de rahe, to phir iske matlab ye hai ki dil ke andar huzur ki fikr nahi. This is why Allah said as the greatest etiquette, the greatest etiquette of this work of da'wah and tabligh is tahajjud salah. What is Allah, how many places in the Quran Allah is describing the night of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours on the musalla. And what was his maqam? Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyafsira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min zambika wa ma ta'akhkha. Oh my Nabi, we have given you a great victory. All your past and future sins have been forgiven by Allah. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, it is our iman. It is our aqeedah, they were masoom, sinless. Nabis did not make guna. They have ismat, mantle of protection from Allah from committing any guna or sin. Yet Allah is saying, لِيَفْكِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَعَقَّرَ. Oh my Nabi, all your past and future sins are already forgiven. He was sinless. One explanation of this ulama gave is that such was his maqam and status that Allah is saying to him, oh my beloved, should you commit a sin, it is already forgiven. That status, that maqam. And our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha, observing the manner in which he would exert himself, hours and hours, so that his mubarak feet would start swelling. Comes in the riwayat, hatta tatafattara qadama. Hatta tatafattara qadama. To such an extent that the skin would break. The skin would break. Blood would start coming out of the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hours and hours on the musalla. She couldn't bear to see this. She said, oh my beloved, why are you exerting yourself like this when Allah has already forgiven your past and future sins? Your maqam, your status is such. Why do you exert yourself like this? What was the response? What did he respond and say? أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبَدًا شَكُورًا. Aisha, should I not be a slave of Allah who is grateful to Allah? How many ni'mat? How many bounties of Allah? And what is the extent of the ingratitude of insan? قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ مِنْ نُطْفَ. Allah complains in the Quran, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ. This word قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ, literal translation means, may insan be destroyed or killed. This is an Arabic expression. It does not literally mean that. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ is in fact a loving and affectionate manner in which Allah is complaining. Like we say in Urdu, Allah gila kar rahe. Then, oh my banda, oh my slave, what is wrong with you? مَا أَكْفَرَ, how ungrateful you have turned out to be. مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ, from what were you created? Today you are proud, today you are arrogant. Today you defy the command of Allah. Like someone once was met in Gush, he was invited to the masjid. What was his response? He says, I will not pray salah and so what? I will not pray salah and so what? Who is he challenging? Allah's muazzin, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. What God What chord in the heart gets struck when this announcement is made that there is nothing greater than Allah? What chord in the heart of the Summa today is being struck when this call is being made? Khayal al-Salah, Khayal al-Falah, come to Salah, come to success. Where is the conviction of the Ummah today? Where has this heart become stuck? What is the conviction in this heart? What is motivating this heart? What is the direction of this heart? Wallah, my respected brothers, there is no more important criteria and question than that. Whether I have a degree or don't have a degree, whether when I die for my three sons I left three shops or four shops, or whether my bank balance has 6, 7, or 8 zeros in it, or whether I was driving a Mercedes Benz or a BMW or a Lamborghini or whatever, or whether I was living in a palatial home, or whether I was living in a hut, when we go into that 4-foot by 2-foot hole in the ground, which there is no escape from, we have forgotten about it. We have forgotten about it. But wallahi, it has not forgotten us. Every day that qabr is calling out, anabaytul dud, anabaytul zulma, anabaytul wahda, anabaytul wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself before you come to me. How many signs around us? How many signs around us that everything in this world is in decline? Everything in this world is in recession. Everything in this world is a target of destruction. That Allah who created this world before its creation. What does Allah say in the Quran? وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. We will destroy everything in existence. Everything that exists is a target for destruction. It is not an object that this heart has to lean upon. It is not something that this heart has to be devoted towards. When it comes to poets, what does the Quran say? وَالشُعَرَىٰ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادِي يَهِيمُونَ وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Quran denigrates the postulation and the imaginative abilities of poets, because generally poets talk nonsense. The object of my desire, some woman, they say the cheeks are like this and the eyes are like that and the head is like this. And if they want somebody's pockets to get a little bit loosened for them, then they'll describe the generosity of that person as if that person is more generous than the ocean. Generally, language of poets is exaggeration, is lies, deception. But, what did my Nabi say? General, this is the general rule, but there is an exception. He said, أَصْدَقُ قَائِلٌ, the most truthful expression that any poet said. The most truthful utterance of any poet was كَلِمَةُ Labid, was the expression of Labid, who was a poet of the time of Jahiliyyah, of ignorance, and he accepted Islam. What did my Nabi say? The most truthful thing any poet said, Allah, kullu shay'in ma qala Allah batilu wa kullu na'imin la mahala tazailu. Listen, hearken, put up your ears, every entity besides Allah is batil. Every entity, if its link in this heart is not associated through Allah, it is a lie, it is a deception. Batil! Today what the world is telling us, this is education. This is education. Things that take us away from Allah are regarded as knowledge. So that the schools and the universities and the so-called institutions of knowledge today are espousing a message of what? Of batil. 1809 to 1883, Darwin lived. What was his theory? There was one cell. Multiplication took place. One thing progressed to another thing, purely by chance. Purely by chance, survival of the fittest. And gradually he became an insan or a human being. And you ask Darwin, who was your grandfather, he'll tell you a monkey. This is knowledge. قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا إِنْ تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنُّ وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُصُونَ. Allah says, if you have knowledge, produce it. You are following conjecture, guesswork. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You were given very little knowledge. How much knowledge does insan have? But he says, I am a Harvard University graduate. I am an Oxford University graduate. I've got so many degrees to my name, people look up to him. Professor Saab, PhD Saab. Ask him, Mr. PhD, how many years do you have? 2 years. How many fingers do you have? 10 fingers. How many nose do you have? 1 nose. How many hair on your head? His knowledge is finished. How many hair on my head, your head, and the head of every human being that lived, is living, and will live, all this is in the knowledge of Allah. One verse of the Quran, 40,000 malaika accompany the revelation of this verse. وَإِنَّهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. There's no time to go into detail. Unfortunately, the manner in which Quran has opened up before us the greatness of Allah. Today, our elders are crying, they say we have become an ummah for whom the Quran has become an irrelevant message. Two people were traveling on a train, one person started reading Quran. What was the reaction of the next person? He said that someone died. That someone died in your family. The person said, yes, your heart has died. Our heart has died. That heart which is devoid of the nur of Quran, that heart which is not attached to the Quran, to Allah's Kalam, wallah, is a dead heart. It may be beating. It may be beating, but there will never be nuraniyat in it. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on his deathbed, he's writing wasiyat nama, he's writing a bequest, addressing whom, his sons, amongst his sons are whom, amongst his children are whom, personalities when they were in the cradle, when they were little babies in their cradle, already my Nabi pointed to them and said, Sayyida Shababi Ahlul Jannah Al Hasan Al Hussein. He said, the leaders of the youth of Jannah will be my two grandsons, Hasan and Hussein, radiallahu anhu. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is giving khutbah in Kufa. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu enters the masjid. Jabir looks at him, addresses the majma, and says, من أحب أن ينظر إلى سيد شباب أهل الجنة فلينظر إلى هذا سمعت هذا من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, any one of you who wishes to see the leader of the youth of Jannah on this earth, then look at this individual that has just walked into the masjid. I have heard this from the lips of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. That maqam and status, Ali is giving advice on his deathbed, addressing them. What advice? What advice? Let me advise the first expression. أَحْيِ قَلْبَكَ بِالْمَوْعِظَةِ أَحْيِ قَلْبَكَ بِالْمَوْعِظَةِ. Give life, enlightenment to this heart through the Qur'an. That heart which is not attached to the Qur'an is a dead heart. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Usman, in the Haram of Makkah, it is the month of Ramadan, he starts his Tahajjud Salah. And digressing, Ramadan is coming. I remember a few years ago, a Jamaat was in one town in South Africa. It was one masjid, we couldn't pass. The road was blocked. So many cars. So I asked the Rebbe, I said, Bhai, why such a big crowd in this masjid? There's some sheikh, foreign scholar come. Is there a special program? He said, no, Maulana, in this masjid they finish Tarawih in 20-25 minutes. That's why you couldn't cross the street also. I'm not here to go into the fiqhi ikhtilaf. I'm repeating that. It's not our work to attack anybody. Ulama understand these things better than me. But where is the link and association with the Quran when nowadays you can find in our country, outside one masjid, I saw it with my own eyes. They had an arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakat tarawih. Another arrow pointing this side, parking for 20 rakat tarawih. Leave the fiqh ikhtilaf, that's in its place. Where is the sharaf and attachment with Quran? Where is the understanding of what is Quran? Osman. Osman, what was his maqam? What was his status? How many times my Nabi said, Ma darra Osman, Allah ya'mal ba'da. From now till Osman, now from now till he dies, if Osman doesn't do another good deed, his jannat is wajib. One occasion he comes home, Aisha, radiallahu anha, is there any food? She says, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. What does he do? He goes to the masjid. Turakat salah behind one pillar. Turakat salah behind another pillar. Turakat salah behind another pillar. Taliman lil ummah, to teach the ummah. Do not stretch your hand out to anybody but Allah. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا Do not make pukar, do not turn, do not supplicate, do not beg, do not ask from anyone but Allah. Allah is waiting, the doors of Allah's mercy are open. لَا تَقْضَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَى طَمَعٍ لَا تَقْضَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَى طَمَعٍ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُضِرٌّ مِنْكَ بِالدِّينِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّورِ How beautifully the poet puts it. He says, do not demean yourself. Allah has created every two human beings on equal footing. You are equal. You are one standing with your brother till the day you ask him for something. Then you have elevated him and brought yourself down. He said, do not demean yourself. لَا تَبْتَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقِنَ لَا تَمَعَ Do not let your knowledge and your desires and your passions for this world cause you to demean yourself by making you stretch your hand out to the makhluq. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُدَفُ مِنْكَ مِدْدِينَ This will destroy your deen, it will destroy your yaqeen of Allah. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ Seek your risk from Allah. Turn to Allah. Ask from Allah. Why? Ya ibadi, law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum, wa insakum wa jinnakum, wa hayyakum wa mayyitakum, wa rabbakum wa yabisakum, wa zakarakum wa unsakum, qamu fi sa'ilin wahidin, fasa'aluni, fa'ataytu kulla insanin mas'alata, ma naqasa dhalika mimma indi, illa kama yanqisu al-miqyatu idha udkhila al-bahr. Oh my beloved slaves, all of you gather on one plane. Every human being, every jinn that ever existed, every male, every female, every flesh, every wizard, all on one plane. Ask from me at one time, Allah is Sami'a. Allah listens. Wasi'a sam'uhul aswar. Allah's listening encompasses every sound. يَسْمَعُ ضَجِيجَهُمْ بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهِمْ وَلَهْجَاتِهِمْ لَا تُغَلِّتُهُ كَثْرَةُ الْمَسَائِلِ لا يمنعه فضل عن فضل ولا يلهيه قول عن قول الله اكبر What were the expressions we find in the riwayat? Imagine this. Humongous crowd, millions and billions and billions of insan and jinnat all calling out to Allah at one time. Allah says, call from me, ask from me. India alone, 360 different languages. They estimate in the world there are 6,000 languages. Forget the languages, what about the mode of expression? Often I give this example. They say there were two Italians that came to South Africa. Someone found them and said, hey, haven't you read the newspapers? Here you get mugged, you get looted, you get robbed. You left Italy and came to South Africa. You left? Did you come here to die? They said, no, we came yesterday. Speaking English, yet failure to understand. Why? Because of change of accent. 6,000 different languages. In all the various languages, insan, jinnat, asking at one time, some shouting, some whispering, some dumb, can't speak, the
They're speaking from inside their hearts, they're speaking. Allah will listen to each one individually. Allah will not get confused as to what they are asking. And if Allah has to grant every one of them whatever they ask, and beyond that, what does my Nabi say? He doesn't just say that I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm saying it to you. This hadith, my Nabi says, I am narrating the words of my Allah to you. That my Allah says, all of you ask me at one time, this will not diminish from my treasures. Not that much, as if you were to take a pin poke into the ocean and see that how much of water that pin has diminished from the ocean. Not that much will the fulfillment of the desires of every insan and every jinnah diminish from the treasures of one Allah. Do not demean yourself by sticking your hand out to the makhluk. وَاسْتَنْزَقِ اللَّهِ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ. Ask from Allah, turn to Allah, beg from Allah. The need, the cry, the call of this hour is this ummah has to turn back to Allah. Halat and conditions that are happening in the world are for what? Halat and conditions are in the world. My respected brothers, Quran tells us again and again, one purpose only. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you return back to Allah. So that you return back to Allah. One condition, still if you will not turn to Allah, Allah sends the second condition. Then the third condition. Then the fourth condition. How many more conditions do we want? How many more conditions do we want before we will realize we have to turn back to Allah? يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ ضُرِبَ مَثَلْ فَاتَّمِعُوا لَهُ. Allah calls out in the Quran, O people, an example, a parable. It's being elucidated, explained to you. فَاتَّمِعُوا لَهُ. فَاتَّمِعُوا لَهُ. Allah doesn't say listen. Sima is listen. This is istima. Istima. Listen very, very carefully, Allah is saying. فَاتَّمِعُوا لَهُ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Every entity you have stretched your hand out to, every technology, every army, every science, every weaponry, every technological advancement, every government, every individual, all this is contained in مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Any entity besides Allah that you will call out to. This is not being said yesterday. This is not being revealed 10 years ago. This is not being revealed 1 century ago. This is being revealed upon humanity 14 centuries ago. With such vehemence, with such authority. Why? Because this is that kalam. That kalam. La rayba fi, there can never be a doubt in it. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدَّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. This is not a joke. This is Allah's final testimony, final declaration, final word. And nothing and no condition will change it. 14 centuries ago, Allah reveals this Quran upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in it, what does Allah say? Any entity you will turn to besides Allah will never be able to even create one fly. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if they pool their resources. What is this? What is Quran saying? What is Quran saying? Let the government of the world and the scientists of this world and the so-called enlightened thinkers of this world pool their resources and throw millions and billions of dollars towards one project. What project? To create one fly. One fly. Allah says they will never be able to do this. Forget creating the fly. Normally when a person is miserly, when the person is miserly, they use this expression, they say, monkey chews. They say, he squeezed the oil out of a fly. خَسْلَتَانَ I'm digressing. Khaslatan la yastami'an fi mu'min. What did my Nabi say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said two qualities will never come together in a Muslim. Iman, and these two qualities are like oil and water. They'll never mix. What was the first quality he mentioned? Al-Bukhal, to be miserly. Miserliness and Iman will never come together. Anfiq yunfaq alayh. Anfiq yunfaq alayh. He said, spend in the way of Allah. Allah will spend on you. مَا نَقَسَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّن صَدَقًا. Mawlana make dua, mashallah, my business is prospering. Allah mustn't test me. Mawlana make dua, I'm worried I'm going to lose my wealth. This entire barred door, rat race of this dunya behind me is what? The person is a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, he's still afraid he's going to lose what he got. That's why he can't even spend it. That's why one level higher than Bakir is Shahir. One worse than Bakir, in fact you say it's Bakir Kabab. One worse than Bakir is Shahir. Bakir is one who is mindful, doesn't spend on others. Shahir is one who won't even spend on himself. وَمَنْ يُوْقَ شَحَّ نَفْسِ. Quran speaks about this. Behind this entire rat race, this tireless pursuit of the dunya day and night is what? The fear that I'm going to lose what I have. تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي. تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي. One is our system, one is Allah's system. One is our system, one is Allah's system. Allah calls out, Hadith al-Qudsi, تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي. This now tashkil will take place. Won't be very long. Many of us are conscious of the ticking of the clock. I mentioned earlier today, I'm mentioning it again, so that every one of us from our dua can make dua for our departed brother, Ali Khan Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. He passed away 2 weeks ago. Many of us will be familiar with him also. Personality who definitely was a living embodiment of the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he said, in my ummah there will be people who will be akhfiya, who will be unknown. People will not look up to them. Their names will not be famous. If they enter the road won't be opened up for them. But what did my Nabi say? With regards to them, he said there will be some people in my ummah, they will be akhfiya. الَّذِينَ إِذَا غَابُوا لَمْ يُفَقَّدُوا. If they are absent, no one will look for them. وَإِنْ حَذَرُوا لَمْ يُدْعَوْا وَلَمْ يُقَرَّبُوا. If they are present, no one will call them friends. But قُلُوبُهُمْ مَصَابِحُ الْغُلَى. Their hearts are lanterns of guidance. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ غَمْرَاءٍ مُظْلِمَةٍ. Wherever they will go, they will dispel the darkness. The personality who many times I traveled with, I never heard one insulting word uttered towards anyone. I never heard one word of ghibah. I never witnessed a single occasion where anyone's feelings were hurt. Someone who for 30 years carried a bag, was unable to go to the toilet to carry a bag, at times he would soil himself. He had 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would wake up, I would see him in the bathroom washing and cleansing himself. Yet not a single day in the path of Allah except tahajjud with pavandi, and not a single day in the path of Allah except every salah in the first saf with takbir. This is something I saw with my own eyes. And yet wherever he went, he made people happy. Those of us who know him will remember him as someone who always made jokes. A person was carrying a bag whose intestines had been removed, who was a patient of liver cancer. You should open his own belly. No one must make his khidmat. Would never ask anybody to assist him. And every salah in the first sub, and every day tahajjud with pavandi. His personalities like that are going. Allah forgive us. The replacements are nowhere in sight. Yet, always he would say, on a humorous note, he would say the 3 rules of public speaking.
I stand up to be seen, speak up to be heard, and shut up to be appreciated. And I always say, I'm still practicing on the third one, haven't got it right yet. So many of us will be worried now about the clock and the passage of the time, but unfortunately, some brothers, mashallah, are gifted in minimal time, they are able to deliver the message. Some of us are not so gifted. Nevertheless, coming back to what we were saying, we were given a nuskha, we were given a prescription. People are pareshan, people are worried. Allah, one is our system, one is Allah's system. One is our system, one is Allah's system. Allah calls out, Yabna Adam, tafarrag li ibadati. Just now the tashkeel will take place. And what will the brother be asking? Buy free sometime. Buy free sometime. Free sometime. Many of us, when the tashkeel starts, will wake up and walk out. Many of us will develop very, very high levels of humility. We will be looking so down, you can't even see the face of the person. But what is the invitation being given to? This call that is being made, free some time for what? Free time for what? Free time for Allah's deen. Free time for the concern and worry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Free time for the fulfillment of that responsibility and purpose for which Allah sent you into this world. Free time to earn your akhirat. And many of us will desist and move away from that call. We'll be embarrassed and be crouching away, pulling back. Why? Because we fear the loss of our dunya. We fear the loss that is going to happen. We fear the possible financial ramifications upon the goals and ideals that we have set for ourselves. One is our thinking, the other is the system of Allah. What does my Allah say on the tongue of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yabna Adam, tafarrag li ibadati. O my slave, O Ibn Adam, O Insan, free yourself for the service of my deen. I will bless you in this world with two ni'mat and bounties. أَمْلَأُ صَدْرَكَ غِنَى. I will make your heart so wealthy, so wealthy, so wealthy, you will never feel the need to stretch your hand for anyone. أَمْلَأُ صَدْرَكَ غِنَى. وَأَشُدُّ فَقْرَ. And I will free from your heart this burden, or this concern, or this fear for the loss of what you have. I will not make you faqir, I will never make you a beggar, I will never make you destitute, I will never make you such that you have to descend on, have to depend on anyone besides me. What is my condition? Free yourself for my deen. Take out time. The same call from which we are running away. The same call from which we are running away is the solution and the panacea to our problems, if only we will accept it. On the other hand, what does my Nabi say? Allah says, وَإِلَّا تَفْعَلْ وَإِلَّا تَفْعَلْ. If you won't do this, if you won't free yourself, if you will prefer the rat race, if you will prefer the blind enslavement of this world, if you will understand that your purpose in this world is to chase behind Jeepa, this dead corpse, if you will continue in this rat race, وَإِلَّا تَفْعَلْ. And what does my Allah say? You chose. You chose. So according to your choice, according to your choice, أَمْلَأُ يَدَكَ شُغْلًا. Allah says, you prefer to immerse yourself in this dunya, so no problem. I will immerse you in this dunya to such an extent that you won't know when is day, when is night. You will tire yourself and you will finish yourself behind this dunya. In one riwayat it comes, تَرْقُضُ فِيهَا رَقْبَ الْوُحُوشِ فِي الْبَرِيَّةِ. You will run behind this world like how an animal runs in the jungle. Allah says, we will set this world upon you, Allah protect us. We will set this dunya upon you if you will choose this road. أَمْلَوْ صَدْرَكْ أَمْلَوْ يَرَكَ شُغْلًا وَلَمْ أَسُدَّ فَقْرَكْ. One azab of Allah,
One azab of Allah. If you will not free yourself for the worship of Allah, if you will not free yourself for the deen of Allah, one azab of Allah. Allah says, I will busy you and I will enslave you to this world. And the second azab of Allah, despite your enslavement and despite your occupation in this world, lama sudda faqra, you will still fear the loss of which you have. And that same fear will drive you, will drive you to cling on and cling on and cling on to this dunya. How often we see the example, the whole life was given for dunya. Why are you chasing behind me for my children? Then the children grow up, your blood and sweat went into it. Your blood and sweat went into it, you love it, you attach to it, you do not want to see destroyed in front of your eyes something which your blood and sweat went into. This is human nature. You want it to be appreciated. The next generation, they didn't make any effort, they have no appreciation, it's natural. They found it on a plate, so what they want to do, they want to squander it. Your blood and sweat went into it, so you value it. Who wants to see his beloved things squandered? So you will oppose them. They will regard you as your enemy. They will regard you as their enemy. Person is making dua, Molana, Molana, make dua, my father is very, very sick. Make dua for my father, what dua? Allah will take him away quickly. Why? Because he's holding on to the first thing. He's holding on to the first thing. This is the reality. This is the reality. Now age is no longer with you. Strength is no longer with you. Vigor is no longer with you. Health is no longer with you. Daily you are getting weaker. So you are forced to release. You are forced to release the first things. The next generation doesn't value what you erected and built up. So they are squandering. They are squandering. You are seeing what you built up through blood and sweat squandered in front of your eyes. So the hasrat, the regret in the heart is increasing and increasing and increasing. They hate you because you opposed them. You did it for them. But they hate you because you oppose them. They have hatred and no appreciation for you. You see your life's effort slipping away in front of your eyes and you leave this world with that hasrat and regret. But the pursuit of that caused you to destroy your akhirat. So this is what Quran tells us. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. Dunya is lost and akhirat is lost. Allah protect. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'dallahi haq. يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. O people, the promise of Allah is حق. Don't let this dunya deceive you. Don't let the glitter and glamour deceive you. Don't let the embellishment and attraction of this dunya deceive you. And don't let shaitan deceive you. Qabr is the reality. Akhirat is the reality. Jannat is the reality. Jahannam is the reality. This is why this call is being made by, come out of this deception. Put the brakes. How much longer? How many more years? How many more years longer? How much more chance? Yesterday was Friday, normal practice. A lot of people Friday morning go to the graveyard. Go stand in front of those graves, read the plaque. Father's grave it may be, mother's grave it may be, some relative, Allah make them afraid. Read the date! 2013, 2012, 2010, 2007, 2006, 2005. 5 years ago, 8 years ago. How often it happens? How often it happens like Abdullah bin Furs radiallahu ta'ala who said, كَأَلَّمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا حُسْنُ مُدِّنْ مَرْضَكْ مَرْضَةً فِي التَّبَادُلِ. As the time passes, sometimes we will wait every week, then it becomes once a month, then it becomes once a year on each day. And with the passage of time, that person has finished himself to get short behind chasing behind our dunya. Our engagement and occupation in this world becomes such that as if no relationship existed between us. Ask ourselves the question, is not our time coming here? Is not our time coming here? How much longer are we going to be in this deception? How much longer are we going to be in denial? Like the Sheikh Ismail, Zimedar of Somalia, a few years ago was in our Ijtima. What an Ajeeb thing he said. In his bayan, he said, brothers, the love and attachment of this dunya has made sihr, jadu upon us. The management of this world has put mesmerized us, black magic. Quran is telling us, Allah is calling out, that everything in this world is in decline. We are clinging to it. That youngster stands in front of the mother, who probably was pumping some steroids in the gym, and pumping his body with chemicals, developing his abs and triceps and biceps and whatever they call it. Looking from this side, looking from that side, he's got the Ray-Ban on, he's got the gold necklace around his neck. Why somebody told him that we're imitating females, you're expressing your gender equality and you're keeping up with the time. Like one of our elders says, I passed somewhere and I saw Gents Salon. That even for men now they have salons. And somewhere else there was Gents Beauty Parlor. Jab karne ke kaam nahi karenge to fir na karne ke kaam. This is the principle. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you do what you're not supposed to. Gents Beauty Parlor, Sahaba were probably turning over in the grave. That young girl preens herself, admires herself, she thinks she's the Zulekha of the time. From this angle, that angle. Then as the clock ticks, as inexorably, Allah's system, yughshi al-layl al-nahar, yughshi al-layl al-nahar, yughshi al-layl al-nahar, yukawwir al-layl al-nahar. Like Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. He said, observe the movement of day and night. What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is made old. Every distant thing is brought near. As the time is passing, the beauty is receding. The youth is receding. The strength is receding. The health is receding. The vigor is receding. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, compiled one hadith compilation in which he enumerated and mentioned 45,000 ahadith. And then he said, in the commentary of that kitab, there is one hadith of my Nabi. There is one hadith of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if the ummah will understand this one hadith, they will get the benefit of the 45,000 hadith. What hadith? Ni'matan, maqbulun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal-faraq. As-sihhatu wal-faraq. What did my Nabi say? There are two ni'mat. There are two bounties of Allah. There are two bounties of Allah regarding which majority of my ummah are unaware of its value. They are oblivious of its value. They are taking it for granted. What two quantities? What two ni'mat? Health and free time. Health and free time. Where is the health of the ummah being used today? Where is the free time of the ummah being used today? How much have we taken for granted? How much longer do we have? Is not that clock ticking? Aren't we going closer towards that 2-foot by 4-foot hole in the ground that we have forgotten? It has not forgotten us. It is calling out, I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare. Prepare yourself. And in that cover, the first question, Allahu Akbar, will not be how many shops, how big the bank balance, or whether your accounting details were up to date. The first question in that cover will be what? What was the conviction of this heart? What was the yaqeen of this heart? What was the direction of this heart? Palne wala kaun tha? Who was the sustainer, nourisher, provider? What was the yaqeen of the heart? One is our system, one is the system of Allah. Coming back to what we were saying earlier, ma naqasa malu abdin min sadaqa. My Nabi said, the wealth of no person diminished through spending in the way of Allah. Where is the wealth of Ummah today, we said? Lavish wedding ceremonies, lavish functions, ostentatious displays of wealth. When on our doorstep, there are little babies clinging to the breast of their mothers and there is no milk for them. And on our doorstep there is poverty to a level that we have never seen. But throughout the world this ummah has become homeless. Look, this ummah is living like refugees, this ummah is living in tents, and still we are openly and flagrantly violating the commands of Allah with regards to the wealth that Allah has blessed us with. Who are we challenging? What is the message that we are giving out? Where is that essence of generosity? Where Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala, who said, when there was poverty in Madinah Munawwara, what did he say? He said, Umar will eat meat once a month. Not because he was poor, but in commiseration, in consideration, in concern, in empathy for the humanity that was around him. This is the akhlaq of Islam. This is the akhlaq of Islam. How many people were attracted and came towards Islam when they saw the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When they saw his compassion, when they saw his kindness. He took from Allah and gave to the makhluq. Aisha, is there any food? She said, there is no food. He goes to the masjid. Turakat salah behind one pillar. Turakat salah behind another pillar. Turakat salah behind another pillar. In the interim, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala comes to the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is my Nabi? What is the response of our mother? She said, there was no food. He went to the masjid to ask from Allah. Uthman burst into tears. Why didn't he ask me? Why didn't he ask Abdurrahman bin Auf? Why didn't he ask Thabit bin Qais bin Shammam radiallahu anhu, who was the wealthy Sahaba named to? Uthman rushes home, prepares some food, loads two camels, and then takes some ready-made food also, brings it and leaves it at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and goes away. Little while later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes home. Aisha, is there any food now? Allahu Akbar, what reply does she give? She says, you went to talk to Allah, how is it possible that nothing would have happened? You went to talk, Talib al-Ummah, turn to Allah, ask from Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَيَقْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Any entity you will turn to besides Allah, they will not be able to create a fly, even if they pour their resources, forget creating the fly. It's like a monkey chews. What do you say, miserly person will squeeze the oil out of a fly. If a fly has to steal something from them, the combined forces and technologies of this world put together will not be able to take back from the fly what the fly stole from them. Rauf of Talib al Maqloob. Allah says, they are weak, and the one you are stretching your hand out to is weak. Ma qadar Allah haqqa qadri. Ma qadar Allah haqqa qadri. They have not understood who is Allah. You went to talk to Allah, how is it that Allah would not have done anything? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what happened? Aisha relayed. She says, Uthman brought all this with tears in his eyes. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked to the heavens and said, Oh my Allah, I am happy with Uthman, you also become happy with him. Wallah, I am happy with Uthman, you also become happy with him. Wallah, I am happy with Uthman, you also become happy with him. Three times dua, three times basharat of Jannah. How many basharat? How many glad tidings of Jannah? Yet the Tabi'i says, I entered the haram of Makkah. Uthman started his tahajjud salah. He said, Allahu Akbar. I stood behind him. I wanted to observe how much of Quran would Uthman recite. Uthman started radiallahu ta'ala from Surah Fatiha. Ghaliban it was Uthman Taymi rahimullah who was behind him, a tabi'i. He said, Allahu Akbar. He said, Uthman is not going to ruku until he reads Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of Tahajjud Salah. And what would Uthman say? لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعْتُمْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. Hours and hours listening to music. And what they say? What they say, music is food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. That which my Nabi said, al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara. He said, like how water will cause crops to grow. Like how water will cause crops to grow, the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. And ulama say, the harm of this, Allah protect us. They say, the harm of this is that at the time of maut to recite kalima will become impossible. Such an environment we are living in. What is the nuqsan? What is the harm that the ummah is causing itself? My Nabi called out, he said, stay away. Stay away from the haram music of this world. Stay away from the haram music of this world. What will Allah give you? Two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam combined. He said, مَا مِنْ عَرْضٍ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا وَيَجْلِسُ إِنَّ رَأْسِهِ وَإِنَّ رِجْلَيْهِ ثِنْتَانِ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ تُغَنِّيَانِهِ بِأَحْسَنِ صَوْتٍ مَا سَمِعَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ مِثْلَهَا. وَفِي حَدِيثٍ آخَرَ أَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى شَجَرَةِ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ اسْمَعِي عِبَادِي الَّذِينَ شَغَلُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ عَنِ الْمَعَازِفِ وَالْقَيْنَاتِ فَتُسْمِعَهُمْ بِصَوْتٍ مَا سَمِعَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ مِثْلَهَا. He said, stay away from the haram music of this world and Allah will set up an orchestra for you in Jannah. The rivers, the trees, the palaces, the streams, the other ni'mat and bounties of Jannah, this will form the background. Two holes of Jannah will sit at your head. Two holes of Jannah will sit at your feet. These are women of such indescribable beauty that the Quran does not get tired of praising them. كواعب أترابا عربا أترابا كأنهن بيض مكنون كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. الله أكبر. What descriptions Allah gives of these women? كلما نظر إليها كلما نظر إليها ازدادت في عينه سبعين ضعفا حسنا وجمالا. Insan's fitrat and nature in this world is such that the attraction of things generally with the passage of time wanes. The youngsters you get nowadays, he says, I'm madly in love. Why? You got plenty away with eye candy. Madly, you have to have her. Buying. She has to become the mother of your children. Akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khawf of akhirat, consciousness of Allah, taqwa of Allah. The key to that is the mother. The generation of tomorrow, whether in your qabr, she will be a source of coolness to you or not. Depends on the woman, depends on who you have chosen to be your wife. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا مَتَعَ وَقَيْرُ مَتَعِ الدُّنْيَا الْمَرَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ. He said, there is nothing more priceless and precious in this world than a pious wife. That is not even a consideration. Why the outward glitter and glamour has embellished, blinded us? They say, love is blind. Marriage opens the eyes. Somebody says, why no good for you? Parents are against it also. He said, no. I must have her. And then because the compatibility was not there, within 1 month, today, what was the basis of the attraction? What was apparent? So obviously tomorrow something else will appear more attractive. Other things will appear more attractive. So the problems start within 1 month. And then this dunya becomes a jahannam. Look around us. The fires are burning in the homes of the women. How many people, they come and say, Mawlana, my life is like Jahannam. How many women are crying? Why? Because this ummah has become devoid of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah. His compassion, His kindness, His tolerance. Ashik-e-Rasool has become a title. I am Ashik-e-Rasool. I love Rasulullah. Head to toe, head to toe, it is an embodiment of the dushman of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I'm Ashik-e-Rasool. Ashik-e-Rasool is when? Where's the test? Where's the thermometer? My Nabi taught us, you want to judge someone, if he is my true follower, ask his wife about him. Mafhoom of the hadith, ask the wife about him. He said, no one will be closer and more beloved to me on the day of judgment than the one who is kind to his wife. Ashik Rasul is not some title. Ashik Rasul is a practical reality. Our Jamaat was in Jordan, one town called Judah, somewhere in the mountains, a small village. They told us about one person, they say he had a boiling hot temperament. So normally he is sitting at the side. Get some people like that. His wife was petrified of him. Nowadays sometimes the scales have changed. And someone sent me a message the other day, he said one person went in the bookstore. And he asked the curator, he says, I'm looking for a book, Husband, Master of the House. He said, my comics and fiction is upstairs. Somebody says, I am the boss in my house and I have my wife's permission to say so. Like you said, sometimes the scales get set, but this is a different case. This person had a boiling hot temper, his wife was petrified of him. Jamal, once he took a knife and he chased his own father. Jamaat got a hold of him. Took him out in the Badakala 3 days. 3 days. But 3 days spent correctly. It has the best hospital and the best instruments and everything, the best. But if it is not utilized correctly, the results will not be. 3 days spent correctly. I'm cutting it short, we're running out of time. He returns back, he knocks at the door. The moment he opens, the wife opens the door, he's smiling and then he makes salam. This woman almost fainted. Married so many years since marriage, never made salam. Never smiled when he entered the house. You would have heard this before, but just by way of reminder, akhlaq is appreciation, akhlaq is tolerance, akhlaq is to control the tongue. Akhlaq is to control the tongue. My Nabi told Mu'az bin Jabal, who is Mu'az bin Jabal? He said, if you want to see the leader of the ulama of the ummah tomorrow on the day of judgment, in whose hand will be the flag of the ulama of the ummah, will be Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. Oh Mu'az, should I not show you the essence of deen, the binding force of deen, the essence, the maghaz, the starting point, the embodiment of deen? All these translations befit this riwayat. Mu'az said, what is it, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahwa biyadihi ila lisanihi. Practically showed Mu'az, held on to his tongue. And he said, amlik alayka lisanat, amlik alayka lisanat, control the serpent. Control the tongue. This is not an instrument to be backbiting about people, hurting the feelings of people, sowing the seeds of disunity amongst people. Today we haven't understood what is akhlaq. We haven't understood the value of akhlaq. Allahu Akbar, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid, there are ulama here. Allah forgive me if I am correct, but my understanding, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid. Cleanse the tongue of ghibat. Wallah, in Allah's eyes, in the eyes of His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is more valuable than 1,000 rakats of the Hajj. Stay away from ghibat. Stay away from hurting people. Learn to smile in the face of aggression. Learn to forgive. Learn to overlook. Cleanse this heart. How much have we become the source of sowing the seeds of disunity? How hurt Rasulullah would become if anyone was the cause of disunity in his ummah. We have to become an ummah. Until this tongue is not controlled, that is impossible. Al-Qaim bin Layl, Wasaim bin Nahar, Mafur the Hadith, if a person lived the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, and every day of that life he passed, and every night of that life his back does not touch the bed, and he lives for 1,000 years, the Jannah that Allah will give a person who learns to control his tongue is greater than this Jannah. And today we don't even regard it as an amal. We don't even regard it as an amal. How many homes, the woman is absolutely pious. No man has ever seen a hair of her body also. Hair of her head. Absolute mu'amalat, 100%. Tahajjud, 100%. Every amal, 100%. And the same pious, muttaqi woman, the day a daughter-in-law enters the house. Her entire mission comes to destroy the life of that child. This is why I'll say, this is just an example. I'm not here to run the Madal or Donald or now, like the time is very limited. But the fires are burning in the homes of the women. How many parents are destroying the marriages of their children? I will say, if you want to understand, if you want to label a woman as muttaqi and pious, then what is the yardstick? What is the yardstick? They say the day someone else's daughter enters the house, and the consideration she has for the daughter of someone else is equal to the consideration of the daughter she has, or that she has for her own daughters. And the manner in which she conceals the faults of someone else's daughter is like how she conceals the faults of her own daughters. And she tries to make the home of someone else's daughter like how she makes the home of her own daughter. They say that is the Rabia Basriya. That is taqwa. That is piety. That is akhlaq. And my Nabi said, Ana dhamin, I am your guarantor. I am your guarantor. Not of Jannah, but of Jannah ul Firdaus. The highest Jannah. Come and claim it from me if you will bring a life with akhlaq. There won't be need for bayan. There won't be need for long tashkeel. How beautifully Mutizin al-Abin Insa, rahmatullah alayhi, and after his cover was moved. He described this akhlaq in Madina Munawwara. He said, by way of example, he said if there were 1,000 men in Medina and someone's sister passed away, it was as if the sister of 1,000 people had passed. That was the brotherhood of Islam. That was the akhlaq. That was an ummah. Not divided by race or color or language or creed or nationality or financial status. There was one motivation, one drive, one goal. One fikr, one concern. To establish the deen of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pain and concern of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the altar of that, every qurbani possible was given. They had in front of them his example. His dirt, his pain, his cry. What and what Qurbani didn't he give? The sound of a ghazir and ka ghazir in Mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle would come from the heart of Rasulullah. Worry and concern for one person. Historically it is recorded. I don't know how reliable the riwayat is, that he went to Abu Jahl 800 times. The person whom he said is the Fir'aun of my ummah. The person whom Allah has revealed is going to Jahannam. 800 times to that person. One occasion Abu Jahl gets upset and he says, Muhammad, stop coming to me. I'll give witness in the court of Allah. You deliver the message to me. Where is this dirt today? Where is that cry? Where is the identity of this ummah today with that cry and pain? Hakam bin Qaisan, leader of the Yamama tribe, after a long battle he's taken captive. He's brought into Masjid al-Nabawi. Allah Rasulullah starts giving him dawah. Hakam is not listening. Umar gets upset with the Allah ta'ala anhu. Da'ani adribunukahu wa yadha bin ammihi al-Sahawiya. Ya Rasulullah, give me permission, let me take his head off. Let him go to Jahannam. وما أدراك ما هي النار الحامية. إن كل هاوية Allah's Rasul is not situated. He gives Hakam more da'wah. And eventually he says, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah. Then Nabi Sassan turns to Umar. Law ata'tu fika al-an ladakhal al-nar. Umar, if I had listened to you, he would have went to Jahannam forever. It was this dar, this concern, this cry, that Ya Allah, if they do not listen, they are going to Jahannam. He saw Jannah, he saw Jahannam. He saw the ni'mat, he saw the bounty. Coming back to what you were saying earlier. What did my Nabi say? Stay away from the haram music of this world. Lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. We will marry you to the women of Jannah. Stay away from the haram music of this world. There will be a background orchestra. At your head two hoods, at your feet two hoods, they will start singing. And what did my Nabi say? No insan or jinnah has ever heard anything so beautiful. And the woman of this dunya, who will please Allah, what did my Nabi say? Allah will bless her with 70,000 times more beauty than the hood. Such a jannah! Where is the shabab? Where is the inclination today in Ummah? اطلبوا الجنة جهدكم واهربوا من النار جهدكم فإن الجنة لا ينام طالبها وإن النار لا ينام هاربها. My Nabi said, seek Jannah with everything that you have. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Your life and your wealth is not yours. This life and wealth is not yours. Allah has purchased it in return for Jannah. Seek that Jannah with everything that you have. Run from Jahannam with everything that you have. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Allahu Akbar. One person, elderly person, late at night is in Baqiyah. He earned his living through singing secretly. That is how he earned his livelihood. Now he become old. Voice started croaking. Livelihood has been cut off. So he's remonstrating with himself, talking to Allah in Baqir al-Qasr, the graveyard of Medina, late at night. Oh my Allah, I no longer have a voice. I earn my living the wrong way. Ya Allah, forgive me. Not even sincere Tawbah. Now he's making Tawbah because he can't sing anymore. Ya Allah, forgive me. Provide for me. I'm hungry. No lesser personality than Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Resting in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. Voice calls out to Umar in his dream, get up! My slave is in need in Baqiyah. Go to his assistance. Khalifa of the time, Umar rushes. Temperament of Umar was known, and this person sees Umar running towards him. He fears for his life. Umar has come to take me to charge. He starts running. Umar is running behind him. Stop running, stop running. I have been sent. This person turns around and says, who sent you? He says, the one you called out to send me. Umar approaches him, relates to him. You called to Allah. I was instructed to come to your assistance. This person looks at the heavens, oh my Allah. My entire life in your dushmani. My entire life in your disobedience. And this is your kindness. This is your compassion that you send Umar to my khidmat and myself. He couldn't bear this. He said, oh my Allah, forgive me. And he passes away on his phone. Such a merciful Allah is waiting. Allah gave, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah of Nabiul Rahmah. The ummah where Allah says regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bil-mu'minina raufur raheem. One hand the mercy of Allah. The other hand Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What? Qurbani and sacrifice didn't he give? In Uhud, he turns to Sahaba, where is my uncle Hamza? We've heard it. But try and understand the compassion and the pain that was there in the heart of Rasulullah. Looking for his uncle, why? Because the bond was not normal nephew and uncle relationship. They were same age. Abdul Muttalib takes a new wife on the same day that he gets Abdullah married to Amina.
1 year later, from that union, Muhammad Salaam is born. From this union, Hamza is born. So we have the slave girl of Abu Lahab breastfeed Hamza, she breastfeeds Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they were foster brothers, cousin and nephew, uncle and nephew, they grew up together. Such was the bond of affection and love. Where is my uncle? Sahaba come upon the remains. Not just Shaheed. Not just Shaheed. Ear cut off, nose cut off, chest ripped open, heart removed, lungs and intestines taken out. Desecrated. They are able to call Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are able to tell him. He observes, he comes himself, and he comes upon the remains of Hamza. Such is the hurt in the heart. Such is the pain in the heart, and he starts sobbing and crying. Sahaba say, prior to this volume of sound, we had never heard him cry. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala who eulogizes this occasion. بكت عيني وحق لها بكاها وما يغني البكاء ولا العويل على أسد الإله غداة قالوا أهمزة ذاتكم الرجل القتيل أصيب المسلمون به جميعا هناك وقد أصيب به الرسول عليه سلام ربي عليه سلام ربي في جنان يخالطها نعيم لا يزول. He said, the tears are pouring and why should it not be so? The lion of Allah, Hamza, lies on the battlefield. This has hurt the believers. It has hurt the Nabi of the Ummah. Hamza, may the salam of my Allah be upon you. May the salam of my Allah be upon you. For now, you will be in a jannah where you will know only bounties and no difficulties. 70 times the janaza of Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib is performed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No individual in the annals of history, 70 times the janaza. Allah said, Jibreel now, we have written on our arsh, Hamza to Asadullah, you are Asadur Rasuli. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 70 Ansar have been made shaheed. Nabi Sadhu is entering Medina, as yet wailing, demonstrating loudly one's grief and not yet being prohibited. So the sound of wailing is coming from the homes of Medina. How many children have become orphans? How many women have become widows? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears the wailing from the Banu Hashim. Only Ali bin Abi Talib and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrat. There was no one to cry for Hamza. So he looks to the heavens, the grief is renewed. Amma Hamza fala bawaki ala. Amma Hamza fala bawaki ala. Oh Allah, for my uncle Hamza, there is no one to cry. Sa'd bin Ubadah sends the women of Ansar, they knock on the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why have you come? They say, we have come to cry for Hamza. May Allah have mercy upon you. Please go back. My uncle is not in need of that. Occasion of Fateh Makkah. 6 years later, on the occasion of conquest of Makkah, the death penalty is announced for Wahshi, Qatil Hamza. Wahshi is to be killed on sight. Wahshi knew about the death penalty. Covered his face, disguised himself, comes to Masjid al-Nabawi. Comes right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, removes the veil. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know what Wahshi looked like. So when he opened his face and read the shahadat, this was somebody accepting Islam. Sahaba recognized, when he removed the veil, swords were already out from different directions. Ya Rasulullah Wahshi, O Nabi of Allah, it is Wahshi. In other words, give us permission to take his head off. Da'uhu, da'uhu, ibnuhu. La Islamu rajulin wahidin ahabba ilayya min qatli alfi kafir. 1,000 enemies being killed. 1,000 enemies being killed. That is less preferred to me than the hidayat of one person. Who Wahshi? A Wahshi unanta, are you Wahshi? He says, yes. Oh God, sit. Calls him near me, he says, sit in front of him. 7 to 8 years have passed, yet still the wound is festering. Akhbirni kayfa qatalta ammi. Wahshi, tell me, how did you kill my uncle? Hamza was a lion. It's mentioned about him, he was 8 foot tall. When he would sit on a horse, sometimes his feet would touch the ground. Wahshi was small in stature compared to Hamza. How did you kill my uncle? Wahshi says, Mutim bin Abi after Badr, in revenge told me, bring me the head of any of these three, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali bin Abi Talib, Wahshi.
bin Abdul Muttalib, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, and I will free you. He said, I have no personal enmity. My goal was my freedom. What was Washi's art? He was talented at flinging the dagger. He would be successful against that target that was oblivious of its surroundings. Someone who was conscious of his surroundings, Washi would not be successful against that person. He says, Hamza, I was too afraid of. You, I feared there would be bodyguard. My target was Ali bin Abi Talib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, on the Maidan of Uhud, I saw Ali was fighting ferociously, but he was looking, his gaze was roving left and right. I realized I could not be successful. Then I saw Hamza fighting ferociously, but his gaze was not roving. I realized he would become a successful target. I hid behind a rock in his path because I knew very shortly he'd pass me. At that time, pandemonium broke out. The false rumor was spread that Na'udzubillah Rasulullah has been made shaheed. There's no describing the grief that overtook Sahaba Kiram. In that confusion, many of them started running. The enemies of Islam think this is an opportunity. They said, tie them and finish them off. Tie them and finish them off. Hamza heard this, became even more upset as he approached that individual that said that. Washi said, Hamza raised his sword. The chest of Hamza became exposed. I flung the dagger, it pierced his chest, came out on the other side, the blood started spurting from his chest. And that, even in that condition, bloodshot eyes, he turned towards me in rage and in anger. Washi says, even in that condition, I was afraid. I turned around and I started running. And as I started running, I heard the call, Aba Amara, Aba Amara, Aba Amara. Hamza has been made shaheed, Hamza has been made shaheed, Hamza has been made shaheed. Like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah. When he heard this entire incident recounted, and he said to Washi, Allah has blessed you with Islam. Beautify your Islam, but I have one request. What was his request? He said, Ghayyib anni wajha. Ghayyib anni wajha. Avoid coming in front of me. Because every time I see your face, I will be reminded of the remains of my uncle Hamza. Understand this, my respected brothers, he could not bear to see the face of Washi. But he made him Rabi Allah. He gave him the key to Jannah. He gave him the key to Jannah. He made fitna for the reliance of even Washi. The defenseless daughter of Rasulullah from leaving Makkah, Zainab radiallahu anha, pregnant, alone, a solitary woman, she was a threat to no one. Her camel climbs the hill, Habab bin Aswad attacks her, pierces his dagger into her stomach. She falls off the camel, rolls down the hill, loses the child. 6 years! Allah's Rasulullah sees his daughter suffering and suffering and suffering as a result of the wound inflicted by Habab bin Aswad. Till eventually she succumbs and she becomes shaheed. On the occasion of Fateh Makkah, Habab bin Aswad comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Rasulullah addresses him. Habab has come to accept Islam. 6 years his daughter suffered. She lost her child. What type of qurbani and sacrifice was given? This was a father. He looks at Habab bin Aswad and he says, Tad afawtuk. I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you. Not only have I forgiven you. What Islam wa yajubu ma kana qablahu. Allah has forgiven you. Habab, your past is wiped away. Wa lahanna liyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sabbihi wa ta'arun ilahu. And he prayed to Sahaba for even reminding Habab of what he had done. He said, do not taunt him and remind him of the wrong that he did. Where is this? Where is this concern and compassion for humanity today? Like Adam, 6 billion insan on the surface of this earth. My Nabi, when he described himself, he said there is a fire. Butterflies are falling into the fire. Moths are falling into the fire. Someone is dispelling them, trying to save them from that fire. And then he said, "An akhiru bihujjatikum anin nar, wa antum taqahhamuna fiha." Oh my ummah, I am holding you by your waist. I am holding you by your waist to save you from Jahannam, you are getting away and still falling into hell. One stone in the stomach, two stones in the stomach, 1 month would pass, 2nd month would pass, 3 more would receive food, no food in the house. Daughters given talaq in public, one family member of another slaughtered in front of his eyes. Sahaba, Sahaba, Qurbani, upon Qurbani, and then he puts them on even more Qurbani. Behind this was what? One call, one cry, one figure, one concern for one human being to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jahannam. His knife, he would be running on the musalla, the entire body would be shaky, tears in the beard, tears on the ground. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Allah my Ummat, Allah my Ummat, Allah my Ummat. That day is coming, my respected friend. That day is coming. Sahaba will be coming. The true friends of Allah will be coming. The true lovers of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi will be coming. Each one will be presenting in that court the qurbani and sacrifice that they give. This call that is being made, that by go 4 months in the path of Allah. This call that is being made by Ishtima is going to take place. Let us not be deceived by the simplicity of this, my respected friend. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, before one Ishtima was asked this question, that Hazrat kiske Ishtima hai? Whose Ishtima is this? What answer did he give? He said, the last person to come before Qiyamah. The last human being to come before Qiyamah, for him to be saved from Jahannam and enter into Jannah, for the figure of that person, Ishtima is saved. The cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the figure of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected brothers, this call that is being made, go for 4 months. Put the brakes, analyze, look at our life, see what direction we are going. All behind us is what? Prepare some excuse for that day. Ya Allah, there is in mitra, venom. Prepare some excuse. Ya Allah, your deen was dying. Ya Allah, your deen was dying. I was worried about my bankers. I was worried about my deen. I was worried about my financial aspiration. I was worried about my the things that have become beloved in my heart. Ya Allah, your deen was dying and I didn't finish myself, my respected brothers, from the bottom of my heart. Make tawbah. Make tawbah of this. Ask Allah for forgiveness. One is the wrong that we have done. That is, we can't even count them. Allah is very, very merciful. The greatest wrong and the greatest crime and the greatest injustice and the greatest oppression upon humanity this ummah has made today when it failed to accept the responsibility of the khatm al-nubuwwah of Janab Rasulullah. That my Nabi on the plains of Mina and Arafat, what did he say? La nabiyya ba'di wa la ummata ba'da ummati falyuballigh ash-shahidu minkum al-khair. No new Nabi to come, no ummah to come. Dawat and tabligh is the responsibility of the Dawat and Tabligh is a direct consequence of the khatm al-nubuwwah of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the legacy of his rahmat, his mercy, and his compassion had to permeate till Qiyamah. How? When each reciter of kalima accepted the responsibility and fikr of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To learn this ishtima is there. To learn this we ask to God in the heart of Allah. To get ourselves accepted by Allah, we are asked to take the first step to be accepted for the wali of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't look left and right. Don't look left and right. Allah has brought us here. It is His invitation. It is His pukar. It is His kindness and mercy. Accept the mercy of Allah. Put our hands out. Ask Allah. Stand up. Stand up like this. That Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months in the path of Allah. Come and respect us. No one should be left out. No one should be left out. Every one of us. From the bottom of the heart, Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months in the path of Allah. Come and respect us.